We're starting to find out what these 2016 Eagles are all about as training camp kicks into high gear with the preseason opener on the horizon. And in this Eagles Live podcast, episode 25, we try to answer a pressing question. Is the wide receiver core good enough, explosive enough, to give the offense a high-octane kick this season? Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, welcoming you to our Eagles Live podcast. We've got a lot to get to today. We also welcome back B-Doc Brian Dawkins, who returns to the team in the scouting department. And we celebrate the contract extension signed by running back kick returner Darren Sproles, a Pro Bowl player who could very well be headed to the Hall of Fame someday. First, though, the national perspective from Peter King in our press coverage. He says, why can't the Eagles win the NFC East this season? Peter King, most respected reporter in the NFL, says, why not the Eagles? Peter, welcome to Eagles training camp. You know, we've talked throughout the offseason here, a lot of changes. You're visiting South Philadelphia today. What do you make of this?
It's one of those things, Dave, that you look at the situation they're in, a winnable division. There's not a dominant team in the division. There's a bunch of question marks in the division. And I sort of look at it and say, who knows? Because, look, you can say the same thing for all four teams in this division. If this goes right, if that goes right. Sam Bradford completes 64% and plays 16 games, and they're what they should be on defense. And Jim Schwartz lets Vinnie Curry loose. There's no reason why they can't win 11 games. But then again, I could say that about the Giants. I could say that about the Cowboys. Say that about Washington. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of positive signs, but there's a lot of mysterious signs, too.
How do you think Sam has handled the whole situation after leaving for 2 weeks and coming back?
I think after the initial couple of weeks, you know, again, I'm not around here, but what I've read, what I've seen, what I've heard is that he's handled it just right, the way he should do it. Because, look, he's not going to win that fight. He's not going to win the fight of everybody should sympathize with me because they signed me to a big contract. Well, there's no question. Times changed. And look, if the Eagles hadn't been able to trade up in the draft, then I'm sure they just would have hung on to Bradford Daniel going into the season with that. But times changed, and they had to act the way they thought that they should act.
You've spent time with coaches all over the league. Doug is in his first year here. Your sense of how he's learning the job, learning the ropes here?
I think it's interesting that, at least in my opinion, you know, the one question I would have for him is his ability to sort of kind of command a room and to be a disciplined guy and all that, because he's so Andy Reid in so many ways. And when Andy Reid came here, you know, almost two decades ago, not only didn't know much about him, didn't know whether he could be the real forceful guy to handle a team. My feeling is that as I look at Doug Peterson now, that's the biggest question that he has. The whole discipline thing, the whole guys looking at him like you're a first-time head coach in the NFL. So that's the biggest question to me. But, you know, look, guys are with him so far. The players like him, and they seem to respect him. So I think he's off to a very good start. But, you know, it's the first week of training camp, so you can't tell a lot by then.
You mentioned Vinnie Curry and Jim Schwartz. Is that the key to Jim's success, getting pressure up front like it is with every defense?
My feeling is that Vinnie Curry, like when I do my column at the end of August on the guys who are going to not necessarily come out of nowhere, but the guys who are going to have great years who you didn't know were great players, Vinnie Curry might be number one, because this is the perfect defense for him. He was a little bit stuck in traffic in the 3-4, but I think that Jim Schwartz has a history, you know, of guys who have really emerged, you know, in his defense. I think Curry's going to have a really good year.
Did you spend time with Carson at all today?
I did not. No, I just spent time, a little bit of time with Doug Peterson, and I have not seen any of the quarterbacks.
Did you look at Carson on the practice field? What did you think?
Yeah, I think the thing that impresses me and has impressed a lot of people in the whole scouting process is his ability to be mobile and to be able to throw with velocity and accuracy when he rolls out. But we'll see what happens when the preseason games start. But that, to me, is what stands out about him.
Always interesting in Philadelphia, isn't it?
Of all the teams in the league, to me, the Eagles are one of the three or four most mysterious this year. I have no idea if they're winning 5 or they're winning 12. And I could be anywhere in between.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, all the best, Dave.
Now let's dig into the wide receiver position. Jordan Matthews has been extremely productive in his first two Eagles seasons with a franchise most 152 catches. He's got 869 yards and 16 touchdown catches. Those two numbers rank second most for any Eagle in their first two seasons. That's some good stuff. Time to go one-on-one with Matthews as he learns this new Eagles offense. What is the key to learning a new offense?
I think the main thing, obviously, is the reps, you know, because you can put your hand in the playbook all day. Everybody does that. But if you want to look like how it's supposed to look on paper, you got to rep those things out a bunch of times in different situations versus cover two, cover three, cover one. That's the best thing about, you know, the way Coach Peterson sets up these practices. You know, these first couple ones maybe seem long to people, but we got to rep the same thing against a bunch of different situations. You got to be ready for everything, you know, so because at the same time, we're always going to try and put the offense in the best position to make a good play. And so in order to do that, you got to rep every single situation you might be in. So I think it's helped us out a lot. You know, our walkthroughs are so in-depth. I mean, you got to be locked in just as much as a regular practice. So it's been fun. I've been enjoying it. And I think the rest of the team has been embracing it too.
How about the verbiage? I know there's a big difference in the length of the plays, the words that you have to know. Is it like learning a foreign language?
You know, it's kind of different maybe to some people. I mean, I played in this kind of system when I was in college. So this isn't anything too different for me. Most of the time, you're going to get told your job. So it's really just about being patient in the huddle because you don't want to miss something at the end of a play that might have to do with you. Because sometimes we'll say something at the beginning, you're like, oh, I got my job, but then they'll say something at the end, like maybe a check to another play, or your play has actually been changed based on what we think the coverage is going to be. So just stuff like that, being patient in the huddle, hearing the whole play, then going out and executing.
Do you feel like a rookie, or do you feel like you have two really successful seasons in the books and it's time to take your game to another level? And when I say rookie, I mean a rookie because you have to learn the offense.
Oh, no. Mentally, I feel like, you know, I'm obviously a leader in the wide receiver room. I don't really look at it from a sense of like, you know, whether years were successful or not. Success, that's all relative depending on who you are. You know, my biggest thing is I just wanted to come out and always do my best and get the respect of my teammates, you know, and that's the main thing that I've been trying to do. And I know, like, I feel like I've been able to do that in my receiver room, but that stuff doesn't stop now. You got to continue to do it every single day, continue to chop that tree and get better. So I'm really looking forward to it on that aspect. As far as like learning a new system, all that stuff, that's going to get learned. You know, I don't worry about those things. Half the time, the training camp playbook's this huge. By the time we get to a game, they're going to condense it so small that it's going to be easy to learn. So my biggest thing is mentally, how do I approach each day? How am I being a leader in the receiver room? Am I taking notes every day? Am I going in and lifting when maybe I don't feel like lifting? And am I doing the things recovery-wise to stay on the field? And am I coming out here and practicing hard and setting the example for the rest of the guys? So, you know, I feel like that's what success is to me, and that's what I feel like I'm going to continue to try and do.
You get a sense at all, Jordan, of how good this offense can be?
Of course. You know, I think, you know, before you even get to that, man, I think you can tell the team is extremely close. I mean, you guys aren't in the locker room as much, obviously, as I am, but this team is very close. I mean, me and all the receivers, on our off day, we're going to eat together at 6, and nobody complained. Like, think about that. Like, on an off day when you don't have to be with the guys, guys still want to be with the guys. That's different. That's very different. And to have a room full of people, everybody who's competing with each other, you know, that wants to do that kind of stuff, that's rare.
And that makes a difference in the wins and losses, you think?
It makes a huge difference because then you're embracing every day naturally. So when you go into a game, you're going to embrace when he makes a big play because you remember that time y'all went out to eat and he made you laugh. You know, you remember that time when he told you something that maybe he didn't share with anybody else. So that's what we're trying to do, is build those friendships and relationships. And before we even like get to the X and O's, you got to deal with that. And I think that's the best part about coming into this year, is this team is extremely close, you know, very big family atmosphere. You know, I think everybody can attest to that. So it's been fun.
Is it fair to say there's more variety in this offense than the past couple of years?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of variety. I think, you know, before you got, you know, all of our tight ends, like we can start there, you know, they kind of look the same as far as, you know, James Casey, Brent Celek, you know, Ertz, a little bit more versatile, but still a very big guy. Well, now Trey gets a lot of reps, you know what I'm saying? A guy like Trey is very versatile at the, you know, tight end position. And then even a guy like Chris, you know, who can play fullback and tight end. Then you talk about as far as the receiver position, we come in all shapes and sizes. You got me and Ruben, two tall guys. You got Chris and Nelson, who are the intermediate guys. You got a guy like Josh Huff, who's like the factor guy, who can kind of just do it all once he has the ball in his hands. So that creates a lot of different elements to what we can do whenever you're working guys in, you know. And then once we get TJ back, then that's your burner. You know, he's the guy who can take the top off. So we got a lot of stuff in that from that standpoint. Then you look at all of our running backs. I mean, Sproles, that goes without saying. Kenyon, obviously versatile. We got to get Ryan back. He's the power guy. But that kid, Byron Marshall, man, that kid can move. He's got some wiggle to him. So we've got a lot of versatility. I think it's something that we all just got to continue to work at to kind of build that chemistry, but I really like it.
Enjoy the rest of camp.
Yep, of course.
I'm Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks.
It's intercepted. It's Hicks down the far sideline. Touchdown, Jordan Hicks out of the University of Texas.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro.
The Eagles signed Ruben Randall in the offseason to a one-year contract, and he knows what's at stake in 2016. A big year sets him up for something special in the offseason. Is this a career resurrection for Randall after playing 4 years with the Giants? Here is Randall off the field. What's your feeling on what this offense can be?
We can be special, man. Right now, as everybody's getting acquainted with the offense still, I think we've finally getting to where we need to be to go down the right path and be very explosive and then go out there and attack defenses and kind of be a threat in this league this year.
What about the strides that you've made, just learning it, feeling it, becoming instinctive in it?
Going along well. Each and every day I get more and more comfortable as we install new things. And then once everything's get in, we can all go back and review and then we'll have another chance to get more confident in what we're doing. And once that happens, we go out there and play faster than where we are right now. And when we do that, I think there's more chances for us to make more big plays.
How much of it is mental just in the game of football at your position?
All the way. Everything is pretty much mental. It's little minor details that we can do at receiver, but as far as mental things, you have to be, you know, on par with the quarterback, attentive to the defense, see what's going on. And after that, you just let your natural ability take over.
You get the sense that they're going to move you around the formation?
I'm pretty sure they will. And it's up to me to make sure I know every part of this offense. So once I can go out there and play fast and use my ability and make some plays for this offense.
New starts are always greeted in different ways. How have you greeted this opportunity with the Eagles?
I love it, man. It's been pretty good so far. I'm really blessed to be here, blessed for this opportunity. You know, just go out there and show what I'm capable of, and I look forward to taking advantage of my opportunity.
A lot of young guys in that room. What's it like in there?
It's fun. It's fun. A lot of upside, a lot of things people don't know, and that's a good thing. I think we'll be able to surprise a lot of people with the talent that we have in that room, so it should be exciting.
Fans have no idea the different verbiage in offenses. Is it dramatically different than anything that you've ever learned?
Yeah. A lot of verbiage is different, but the good thing about it, a lot of the concepts are the same. So once you get the verbiage down and communicate with everybody, we pretty much know what you have to do. And that's the big part, is being a receiver, just communicating and make sure we're all on the same page.
Do you look at all ahead to preseason games starting? I mean, it's less than 2 weeks away here.
Not yet. I'm still getting acquainted with camp, still getting situated with that, but it's going to sneak up on us pretty fast. And once that time hit, I'm pretty sure we'll be ready.
What changes mentally from training camp practices to the preseason and then when the regular season rolls around?
Well, training camp practices are longer, a lot more grindier, and just got to condition yourself to make it through and push it through. Once the season starts, more mental. Make sure you know the game plan. Make sure you know what defense is going to, how they're going to approach you, and be ready for that game that week.
How important, Ruben, from a personal standpoint, is this year? 1 year contract. A great year could set you up for wonderful things in the offseason.
It's very important. I look forward to it. I feel like it's going to be a great year. This offense fits me pretty well, so I look forward to doing some big things this year.
Thank you.
All right.
Greg Lewis is in his first year as the Eagles wide receivers coach, and he's got an interesting, if underrated, group to work with. How are the wide receivers progressing? G. Lou has the answers in our Coach's Corner. Greg Lewis, the wide receivers, a bunch of new faces here. Can you talk about some of the progress that you've seen? And let's start with Ruben Randall, who comes in from the Giants. And what have you seen from him?
I think Ruben is a complete receiver. His skill set is polished, being able to bend, being able to run, and most importantly, being able to make plays when balls are thrown to him, whether it's contested or uncontested catch. And we need guys to be in that same mold. And we do have guys that are just as good as Ruben, and we're just trying to get better each day.
Ruben comes here in interesting circumstances. 1 year contract, certainly a lot of urgency. Have you seen that from him?
Of course. I think that I try to give guys not the leeway, but the opportunity to be themselves, but also go out and compete each day at a high level. I want you to be who you are, because if you're not, then you're not playing at your best, in my opinion. So Ruben is a laid back guy, but when he gets out here on the field, he's competitive. He wants to work. He's helping younger guys, and he picks it up pretty seamlessly.
Do you think he's somebody that you move around the formation, Greg, or do you try to do that with everybody?
I'm going to try to get with Doug and Frank in this offense. You've seen it before. Guys move around, and that's what we're going to try to do with everybody. We don't want to be boxed in into one position, like you're a slot receiver or you're inside or outside receiver. So everybody's going to get opportunities to do different things, and we're going to put you in position to do what you do best. To me, that's great coaching, putting guys in position. I don't want to put you in a position where it's something you don't feel comfortable doing and you're not good at it. So
how's Nelson Aguilar come along?
Nelson has done a great job throughout the OTAs and coming back during training camp, and he's picked up where he's left off. He has all the tools that you want. You just want to get that consistency day in and day out. And he's striving for perfection each and every day, which you love that about the players. And Nelson is no exception.
It's year three for Josh Huff, for Jordan Matthews. Jordan has already accomplished quite a bit in his career. How about Josh? What kind of leaps have you seen from him?
Josh has done a great job since I've been here. I try to build that rapport with each and every guy, knowing that I do care about you off the field as well as on the field, and I want what's best for you. And I think that goes a long way. Me being a former player, you want coaches that are invested in you and they really care, not just a number, and want you to go out there and do different things. So I've invested myself in the Josh as well as the other guys, and I think they've picked up on that, and they want to go out and compete at a high level, not only for me, but for themselves, and that's what's most important.
I know he may move around a bit, but Jordan seems to really have found a very productive niche in the slot. Why is he so good in that short area?
Well, I think the guys that normally play the nickel position on defense are shorter in stature. They have quickness. And Jordan has quickness to defeat those guys, but he's also powerful and big. So that's an advantage for us and for him. But I also think he can do the same things on the outside. And I'm not going to put him in a box as well. Obviously, Doug and Frank are going to have what they want to do with different positions. But my input is going to be giving Jordan opportunities outside, inside. Wherever he's needed, he's going to be in that spot.
Like Ruben, Chris Givens has a one-year deal. How's he come along?
Chris Givens has been tremendous for me thus far during this training camp and OTAs and all that other stuff that we did early. He possesses elite speed, and that's something valuable in the NFL. Everybody's fast, but everybody's not elite. Chris has that, and he plays with confidence and a chip on his shoulder. He's been in the league, been on a couple teams, and he knows what's in front of him, and he knows the opportunity is there, and he knows he needs to seize this moment, and he's doing everything in his power to do so. He's one of the most diligent guys I've been around, me playing and coaching, about note-taking and details and trying to understand every little in and out of every concept.
So that's five young veterans. If the Eagles keep six, and they certainly will keep more on the practice squad, you got a whole bunch of young receivers trying to separate themselves. What do you think of that group, Greg?
I think they're growing. They've taken leaps from when they first got here. Obviously, terminology, the verbiage, the speed of the practice, new atmosphere. Early on, it's like, whoa, this is not what I'm used to. But these guys have settled down, settled into what they do best, and they're coming out working on the details each day, and they're showing up. They're making more and more plays each day. They're feeling more and more confident, and that's all you can do. Confident, making plays, it builds it up in you, and you know you get back to how you were in college as far as, oh, I know I can do this. I know I can do it.
There are a lot of people who wonder about these receivers. Are there enough game breakers, explosive players, reliable, consistent pass catchers? You sound very confident with what you've seen so far.
I'm excited about the group of receivers that we have. I want a group of receivers that can do different things. If you have one guy, well, defense is key on that one guy. Well, if you have five, six guys, well, they don't know who to key on, and we're all getting open and getting opportunities to make plays. The group is very unselfish, and that's big. And when you get your opportunity, I've talked to it day in and day out about making the most of each and every opportunity, whether that's 10 plays or whether that's 50 plays. I could care less. What do you do with those plays when you're out there is what's important to me, and I think the guys understand that.
Promising. Thank you.
No problem.
We want to give you the kind of access you can't find anywhere else. Our Eagles Network put a microphone on Lewis during the spring's organized team activities, and here are some of the things he emphasizes with his wide receiver group every single day.
Get all your depth. Don't be peeking into the route. Get to eight and then pop. Get to eight and then pop. One more. Last one. Make it a good one. Speed. Speed kills, man. Attack. Two hands, Jordan. Attack the ball. Attack mentality. Come out running. There you go. Get out. Come out running. There we go. If we got room on the side, turn up. Eyes looking through the defender. Use your arms to get out the route. I like it, Chris. Dig out. There you go. Left arm. One more. Let's go. We got to be able to come up. Boom, put it down. Boom, and drive back out. Here we go. That's better. Look up, not back. Hit. There you go. There you go. One hand. Left hand only. See it in. Hit. Good mechanics. Let's go. There we go. Good mechanics. There we go. I like it. I think the ball took you up a little bit. Just be leery of drifting up the field. I think the ball took you up some, though. But there we go. Go up and get it. If we gonna jump up and get it. Don't jump up and let it come down.
Darren Sproles became yet another Eagle to sign a contract extension in this offseason, something that made Executive Vice President of Football Operations Howie Roseman a happy, happy man. Roseman sees Sproles as a player still at the top of his game, as a game-changing return man and a lightning-quick player as a running back and receiver.
When you talk about leadership, work ethic, character, and then production, he's made the last two Pro Bowls. He just exemplifies everything that we want to be, and as we look at it, he's so important to this team on and off the field. It was a no-brainer from our perspective. He's just got tremendous quickness, acceleration. He's a mismatch, passing game. Every time he's back on a punt return, you're thinking a big play can happen. And then again, just his work ethic and presence he has in our locker room. You ask any of our players and they know that when they go to Darren, just what he signifies. So we're really excited about it. It was a good move for us.
Running backs coach Deuce Staley has had the pleasure of working with Sproles since the Eagles acquired him in 2014. And Staley appreciates what makes Sproles so special.
It's the things that he do off the field, in the classroom, the type of person he is. He's very professional. He just brings a lot to the table. A lot of the fans, they see what's happening on Sunday and Monday night. I get a chance to see him all during the week, and he's special.
Did you know that about him prior to him coming to Philadelphia?
I did. I had talked to a couple people when he was at the Saints. I had talked to a couple people down there. Also, I talked to a couple people when he was in San Diego, and, you know, the reports were all the same.
He's not a big guy, so how does he compensate, just from a physical standpoint, for that lack of stature?
He can't hit what you can't see. You know, it's been a part of his life for 12 years now. It's hard to find him. It's hard to find him behind linemen. You know, you got linemen that are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and here comes Sproles, who's 5 whatever. I know he's short, and you can't find him. So he's been using that as a strength his whole career, and it's been working.
When you watch him, Deuce, and you look at his feet, what do you see?
Just quickness. I mean, he's super quick, and it's amazing for him to be in his 12th year to, in my opinion, I don't think he's lost a step. He takes care of his body. He does everything right. He's very routine, and you're able to see that also on the field. I tell you, man, he's one of the ones that's going to go down in history as one of the best to play the position at that size, height, and weight.
Thank you. In our Merrill Minute, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, has affixed a special nickname for the dynamic Sproles, and he explains the origin of the perfect description of a very unique talent.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles are in the Super
Bowl! It's Groundhog Day! They did it again!
They're going to the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game should be in a museum.
Darren Sproles is amazing. I remember a couple of years ago when the Eagles got him in a trade with New Orleans. I thought, wow, Darren Sproles, an Eagle. He is one of the most exhilarating football players I have ever been around. And the fun came when Dave Phipp asked me to do some of the voiceovers on the special teams assignments. And in the script, Dave Phipp actually referred to him as Mighty Mouse. And I said, do you mind if I incorporate that when he does something big in a game? And Dave said, no, I talked to Darren and he's fine with that. He loves it. So the first time he took a punt return to the house.
Darren Sproles has done it again! A 55-yard punt, a 90-yard return by Mighty Mouse.
I went, Mighty Mouse is gone. And he really is that. I mean, you expect to see the cape flying. He is electricity. Whenever the ball is in his hands, he's fast, he's quick, he's instinctive. And you know what? With it all, he is just a great little guy to be around. There's not a guy on this team or in this organization who doesn't love him. He's just a kind, good human being, the kind of guy you're proud to call an Eagle, and the kind of guy who has a lot of exciting football moments left.
The Eagles made a significant addition to their scouting department last week, adding former superstar safety Brian Dawkins, a member of the team's Hall of Fame. Dawkins is thrilled to be back with the Eagles, a team he left in a bitter moment in 2009. It's all love now with Dawkins back in the fold in the scouting department. Brian, why was this the right time?
I mean, everything just opened up. I mean, I have free time to do stuff now. With me no longer being with ESPN, it freed me up to be able to look at other opportunities. And, you know, it's a challenge for me to be able to learn something that I probably would not have thought about doing when I first started playing the game of football. But, you know, having people that have done it, been in it, how significant it is for teams to stay at the top. You need people to be able to help that become an environment that continues to do it. What I mean is, like Pittsburgh, you see how they do things. Certain players that they have, this is how we recruit, this is how we pay people, this is how we do business, and they've been successful forever. And Baltimore is kind of the same way to a certain extent. So I just want to do what I can, learn what I can, to be able to help this organization be one of those teams.
Why scouting instead of coaching to start with?
I don't really need to learn how to coach. That's something that I'm blessed to be able to do. I've coached, you know, maybe the last 6 years of my career as a player, I was coaching. I coached, you know, high school and for 3 or 4 years. So that's something that comes natural to me. I wanted to do other things. And so not just scouting, but I want to learn the whole, as much as I can, about the whole football operation side of things. And hopefully I'll be able to do that.
Fans are obviously thrilled that you're back with the Eagles. Do you understand the significance to them and then to the Eagles organization of, you know, paying respect to the past and to having so many familiar faces here? Hey, not as a, you didn't earn it, but the fact that, you know, if you play well and you conduct yourself well and you work hard, and the Eagles want to keep you around for as long as you want to be around. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of the family. Family's here.
You know, I know what you're saying. I don't want to continue to bring up Pittsburgh, but you look at certain places, man. Like, when you have played certain places, they treat you with respect. They thank you for your time, but they also thank you for the quality individual that you have been and are, you know, still are for the community. So that's one of the things that, for me, makes me excited when I see, obviously Ike is always out here because he's ready, but it makes me excited to see Q back. Gets me excited to see Tim Hawk coming back. You know what I'm saying? Guys who are familiar with the brand, the Eagles, familiar with the fans and can help these guys understand, you know, better what it's going to take for them to captivate this great, great audience that can give them so much fuel on game day.
Bringing Dawkins back home and extending Sproles' contract continues a theme for the Eagles, who want to build some long-term success with new head coach Doug Peterson and keep their link to the team's great history very much intact. Roseman talked about the importance of making so many of those kinds of moves in the most recent months.
I know it means something to Jeffrey and Don and myself and Coach about this is who we are. We're Eagles, you know, and we bleed green and we care deeply about the guys who have set the stage for all of us to have success and had success. And being able to bring those guys back and for our players to see that we care about them when they leave here, I think sends a huge message and really just is part of what Jeffrey believes. And so being able to put that in practice, it's exciting. And when we saw it was like a reunion out there today on the field, and we invite anyone who's part of the Eagles past and to come out here and see what we're doing and be part of this. We're placeholders, you know, for our fans, and at the end of the day they care about the Eagles. They care about the people who've been here before. History is a huge part of the city that we live in, and so to be able to maybe bring some of that back and be able to have the past and the present mix, I think it just serves all of us well.
Don't look now, but the preseason opener is on August 11th when Tampa Bay comes to town. We've got another Eagles Live podcast for you next week. Thanks so much to Brian Thomas for his great production work. And thanks to you for joining in and listening each week. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and please pass the word to subscribe to our Eagles Live podcast. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E.